Come right here, sir. Let me give you a drink.
Good afternoon.
Well, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Cookie, I tell you what, I'm afraid to think about it.
You can sit a minute.
I heard you mowing out there.
Yes, sir. I went out there and got that thing fired up, built me a washboard and put on it and.
Wasn't the other one fit?
No, too wide. So I just picked me up an old board down there and bored me a hole in it and put a bolt in. Nailed me a handle on it. It works.
Yeah.
And, well, that stuff's tough. We get down underneath there where we've never been cut, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the next time it's cut, it'd be easy to cut then.
Yeah.
Have all that old dead stuff out of there, see?
Yeah. All that dead stuff makes it hard on you.
Oh, yeah. Just like cutting leather.
Like cutting Spanish moss or something. It gums
it. Boy. And it seems like it wants to hang. Right on. If you get a blade bent right over the end of that guard, it just hangs there and collects it, you know? And it'll clog up. You got to back up and free that and go again.
Yeah.
After those guards get brightened up and wore just a little bit, you know, get some of the rust wore off of them, it'll be better.
It's moss. That old dead grass will do it either one.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little of it gets there.
Yeah, then as it goes through, it just keeps collecting.
Just keeps accumulating. You can't get out every time. You run through a little moss and dead grass.
Well, if I see it clogs up, well, I stop and back up, see?
Yeah.
Then go again. And 90% of the time, that'll slide it off, then the guards will go under, see? Mm-hmm. So, it's doing all right. It's getting down there better than the other machine did.
Yeah. Well, Nick hadn't showed up this morning. Or else he could go out there and mow.
Well, it's still a little bit, guys, still a little bit wet.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it dry off. I'm going to run into Gainesville and pick up our groceries. And then a buddy of mine up there got a little 110 light plant.
Oh, really?
I'm going to get it. Well, it doesn't belong to him. It's the company that he works for has got it, see?
Yeah.
So he's going to let me have it for the weekend so we can have a fan and refrigeration over in the trailer.
Oh, you know.
Well, it cost me buying a gasoline port. One of them little portable jobs, you know.
Oh, you know, that would be worth having. How would you get one of them,
Cook? You can buy them from Myers Power Tools over in Gainesville.
Is it just a generator?
Generator with a gas engine on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll keep this refrigerant all going.
Sure, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know you could get anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, remember when that hurricane come 3 or 4 years ago and knocked everything out?
Yeah.
I had one running all the time.
Yeah.
I had lights, refrigerator and all.
All the time.
Yeah. I couldn't cook because I cooked with electric. Couldn't cook, but he used a hot plate, coffee pot, electric skillet.
Well, why doesn't anybody know about that? I bring it up and I say I'll get a motor or something,
mm-hmm.
or put it on a tractor.
Yeah.
And get a generator. They say yes, but the cycles won't be right. Why couldn't you put it on your tractor?
You can't. You can put it on your PTO, on your tractor.
When you get it over there, we'll look at it.
I'm gonna get it.
That one?
That's by gasoline. That's all right. It's a little gasoline powered engine. Briggs and Stratton, 4-cycle.
Well, it, what it does, it just saves you.
Sure.
You can't get along without electricity. Ah, that's neat. You gotta, you just gotta have electricity.
Sure. So I'm gonna get it, bring it in, and get my groceries, and pick up my wire and switch box.
Get your switch. You gonna get it?
I'm gonna try see if they won't hook up to one of Sears' switch boxes.
Let me tell you, Dodd found those little boxes like you put like that. What do you call them? A whole lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
He got it cheaper and better at Home Builders.
Home Builders.
Than at Sears. Now, you understand, I don't know about those things. But I was over there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, several times. And he had them around there, and he had, he knew about it.
I'll go to Home Builders.
Well, you see, it might not work out. But that's what...
it's worth a trip on out there.
Well, you can call them from wherever you are.
Yeah.
Talk about the guy. But he said they were cheaper and better. Better stuff.
Yeah, I brought the fan. I'm going to hook the fan up over and exhaust and pull the breeze through the trailer and keep the door shut. Mm-hmm. Just crack the windows, you know, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And pull that cool breeze off among them trees right on through that trailer.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You're going to have to put that fence out farther so the horses won't be under them trees there. Maybe make the...
Uh-huh.
They got plenty. They wouldn't come up for breakfast morning. They're visiting with you all around there.
Yeah, they's out there. Molly had her head right over the fence. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice day. Good afternoon.
Morning.
Barefooted boy with six boots on.
Cookie got a, did you know that? He knows where he can get a, tell him, Cookie.
Light generator.
A little one.
And a little one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring it over and hook it up to my trailer.
Then you really need to put in that.
Yeah, and, well, it's a gasoline job.
Oh.
It's just portable more or less for hurricanes or yeah. Stuff like that, you know.
You wouldn't want to listen to it all the time.
I know, I don't want to listen to it all the time.
How much will we give? Will it last the whole thing?
Yeah, it'll run a refrigerator and fan. That's all I need anyway.
Refrigerator don't take much.
No. Fan don't take much. Now I got lights.
A refrigerator is a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to bring my horse trailer down and I'm going to scoop that 500-gallon tank in it, fill it up with water, put a plug in it, and take it over there and use it for my bathroom. And I can haul my drinking water until I get in that well put down.
Yeah. I put it on this little old trailer we use for
spraying. Just down
just anything on the wheels, yeah. It don't matter what. Cookie, what's that trailer last night? What is the, have you seen that horse trailer? The one the man traded him in?
No.
You didn't see it old big in a hat, sir. No, he didn't see it.
Well, now, what is the chief trouble with it?
It's built solid. Doesn't have no springs under it. And it's just two wheels.
Yeah.
Sways too bad.
What sways?
Yeah. Top heavy seat.
Yeah. Well, now, Frank and all of them seem, they seem to be sensitive to the, just the looks of it.
Yeah. I don't care about the looks. I don't make a difference to me. If I'm going to drop that top down a little bit, that'll take some of that swayness out of it, you know.
Will it?
Oh, yeah. And, shoot, I'm going to use it.
Well, now, what is it? The top is too high?
That's right, too high.
Foot?
Just a foot too high. I'm going to cut a foot out of it and drop it down.
What is it still fit? Use it for horse track? Use it for horses? Horses will still fit?
Oh, of course, yeah. That thing's 7 feet.
The top seemed to be rounded a good bit more than it needed.
It doesn't need all of that.
That rounded?
No.
They could be flatter than that, couldn't it?
Sure.
Now, inside of it, it's almost big enough for two horses.
Just almost. Yeah.
Well,
I've had two ponies in there, and a pony can turn around in.
Yeah. Blackie can turn around in.
Yes, she. Yeah.
She looked like she was in a human turnaround yesterday. She didn't want to leave her friends.
Well, she found another friend, though.
She's taken up over there now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she took up with a thoroughbred mare.
Oh?
Yeah. Registered thoroughbred mare.
Well, what did they have that?
She run in four or five races. And, somehow or other, one of her, she bruised up one of her back ankles. And they wouldn't run her no more. It's usually for breeding purposes. And she's about 14 years old. But she can still go. She can still get out there and go.
What are they running?
No.
Come in, Frank.
He just uses her. He's going to breed her. He hadn't had her too long. He's going to raise him a thoroughbred colt.
Oh. Figured out I. Look here, can you tell me a little bit more about that, sir? I was interested in that. Just how man. Now, part of it, he had pipes down there.
Yes, sir.
That's not for any particular reason. For the frame, for the chassis.
That's right. Then he got angled in front, see, and over to his tongue. That's to keep his tongue from pulling, bending and pulling sideways, see, the little pull true behind your car.
That all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you don't build them with pipe.
No, I build them with angle iron.
Well, you think he's just using what he had?
He just used what he had. Pipe's all right. It's harder to work with than angle iron.
Yeah.
Because you've got to cut pipe. For angle iron, you can notch out and bend it.
Mm-hmm.
And weld and galvanize pipe, let me tell you, it gives me the headaches bad. I can't hardly live with myself. And it will get you. That galvanize creates some kind of a gases when you're welding it.
Yeah.
And you breathe it, very much of it, and you'll just get so dizzy, so lightheaded, that you can't walk straight. You'll think, the people think you're drunk.
As soon as they put that on?
Yes, sir, it'll sure do it. I've been that away.
It looked like they put on enough to...
It don't last that long, does it?
It don't last that long. You can't re-galvanize. Once it wears off or something. Oh, that'd be too much trouble. What is galvanized? Something you paint on, or it's a process or what?
It's a chemical process that they, it's a dip.
Yeah.
More or less like paint.
Yeah.
On that same principle, only they dip it.
Yeah.
It's a chemical, it got a chemical in it that makes it stick, the metal.
Yeah.
So you can burn the galvanized off the pipe.
Yeah.
You can burn it off, but you're not going to get it all out. No, sir. You're not going to get it all out.
Well, what's this? This black pipe is... What's that?
That's just black steel pipe.
Is that like
ordinary steel? Just like angle iron.
Oh, it's steel.
Yes, just like angle iron.
So that's costly.
Not as costly as galvanized.
It's not.
No, sir.
Oh, I don't use that.
I do whenever I have anything to build out of pipe.
Do you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Frank, what's in your estimation out of what that trailer?
I just don't like it.
What you don't like about it?
Top of it.
Just the top?
That's mainly it. The top of it. The sides and stuff's pretty good. I don't like a tailgate neither.
But not a tailgate.
I like when the swings open. And tell the one that's laid down, they can be slippery, and the horse can fall down the knees.
Well, that lays down?
Yeah.
It don't swing?
No, it just folds down. And used as a ramp.
It's a game plan, yeah.
Now, what I have to do is put some cross pieces on it. So whenever they step on it, why they won't slip too far.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this time it's 11?
Oh, it's this.
Gosh.
You've been over here since 9 o'clock.
I got about 4 rounds cut around the field out there. I got it, yeah.
Well, the first 4 takes longer than the next 4.
Yes, sir. Boy, Nick, that stuff is tough.
Is it tough?
Down underneath there, see, I'm cutting stuff that's never been cut this year yet.
Yeah.
That old dead stuff, and it picks it up. I don't know if you can get down and cut it.
Swam.
Yes, sir. We're going to make some good hay this time, guy. It's going to have just a little bit of dead stuff in it, but I believe there'll be enough flavor to a little flavor it. Now go ahead and eat every bit of it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That won't hurt. They can... I don't know how to do it, but they can get one straw out of a whole lump there, won't they?
So, I'm going to run on and go into Gainesville and get our groceries and get that... box and wire and all that kind of good junk. And if you cut any, you're going to have to cut in second gear.
Second?
In second gear.
Because
it's so tough, it just won't pull it in third gear. But I think it's going to pay off in the long run, guy. It's going to get that stuff cut down to where we want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then at least keep. The next time we cut it, then we can cut it in third gear.
Think so?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna go by Ford place and get me some guard bolts.
You're not gonna get back before dark, cause here you got too many.
Oh yes, I'll be back. I'll be back.
Yeah. You write them down?
No.
You can't remember.
I do.
You don't. Don't anybody remember all the things you have to remember? If you write them down, you won't lose the paper. Get a bucket of grease over somewhere.
Okay.
Get an extra grease gun. Somewhere.
What electric?
I'll give you the money.
I'll get it.
I got some out there.
I'll give it. And I see.
Well, I wouldn't venture going to town without a list. Even with a list, I come back without stuff.
See, I want a grease gun, grease, guard bolts, wear plates, and
groceries.
Cookie,
on the grease gun, is the kind you fill up with pressure. Can you fill that up with your hand, too?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Don't make any difference.
But the hand pack, you can't fill up with pressure.
There's a fitting down there that you can take out and put a fitting in, or you can fill it up with pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
Either way. And switch box and wire.
Can we write that down?
No. I'll come back with every bit of it.
What do you bet?
I will. If it's available.
Money holds that.
Yeah. Tonight, I'm going to take that there muffler off of the tractor. That pipe was broken by your permission and fix it.
You won't get permission to fix those things. What are you going to do to it?
Well,
make it stick up or stick where the way it is?
I don't have the pipe to make it stick up.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it back like it is, but I can put it back there a little stay. It'll cut down some of that noise right down underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
Then that heat, see, it'll be out behind us instead of coming right up in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What he got to do is he's got a square face.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you. Cause, yeah, I tried to... old J.R. Mountain over here rigged up one for himself on a tractor like this. And say this is the front of the tractor, and he put it off up here.
Uh-huh.
And he welded or bolted a brace or something on it to hold the whole pipe. And it's even better than putting it up like a stack. And I tried to get him to put one on for me, but he never got around to it. But Buster, his brother, runs that garage over there. I said, Buster, put one on like they are. And he says, how is J.R.? I said, he's your brother. He'll tell you. But he says, we don't speak. Anyhow, I never could get him to do it. And last time I had it over there, he put it on again like this.
Uh-huh.
Well, it'll stay a month. It won't stay. Not the way we put it on. It just burns out. You see, the only thing holding it is that one little rim.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Flange?
Flange. Well, that's all right as long as you clamp. It was all right as long as your flange holds.
Yeah.
But with all that heat, it don't hold. So that's as long as your muffler lasts, as long as that little flange holds.
Well, I better run along. But I got it out there in the field and got her hooked up and cut four rounds. Now them guards are gonna pick up that dead stuff in the grass. You have to watch it, cause it'll clog up on you.
Stop and take it off.
Stop, back up, go again. 90% of the time, it'll feed over backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't raise your cutter bar. Leave it on the ground.
Back up and then go ahead.
Just back up, go ahead again. Cause when you back up,
you know, this is, it all started with Francis and LF. That's right, we found out. He'd rather have a cup of coffee
out of it than anything else. I'm going to use something sweetening. Use tea.
Come in, just stop a minute.
Drinking all the coffee I need.
You don't need to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're
supposed to have a string of them down at your house.
I just drove by and eat and grabbed a cup of coffee and come on.
You didn't even see that string that Frank put down there.
Yeah.
Oh. Big one. No.
What do you make of that fish rod out there?
I never saw one like that before.
I went down and got it. I thought I could cut off a end of it. I wanted a little piece of keen.
I wondered.
I thought that's what she caught all those fish with. I really did.
Well, I wondered where it came from myself. I thought it was someone shook. And he left.
Boy, I got into a man-sized job this evening.
Tell us about it.
That's the hardest one little animal to get down that ever I saw in my life. We had 3 feet tied. He still reared on one hind foot and struck and attempted to strike at us.
3 feet.
Hmm.
Well,
he sure did. Oh, man, he was rough.
Mm. 3 feet tied.
Had 3 feet tied, and he still went up on that right hind foot to strike.
This one broke back in the trailer.
In the truck.
Truck.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've never saw anything like it.
How many people did you have helping you?
Just me and another fella. That's all could work.
You couldn't get around, huh?
Any more would have been in their way.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
And when he got up, he was just as frisky as he was before he laid down. Lord, I never saw as much ambition in one animal as that little fella's got. I don't know whether I can control him yet or not. I got my hands full.
Well, you just miscalculated on that animal.
That's logical, yes.
Hmm.
hurt himself?
No. I got him fixed where he can't hurt himself. He can't even lay down. He can't rear up. I don't want him to lay down. I don't want him to rear up. I want him to stand there. He gonna stand there. Because I got him tied with nylon.
I got him tied.
I got a pole across the top. And he can't get back far enough to get his head up over the pole. So therefore, he's got to stay right there. And I got him boarded off about that wide.
Oh. In the stall?
In the stall. About like one of your stalls out here. He can't rear up. One thing he can do is kick.
Kick.
Yeah. And if he kicks there, he's going to hit the back of the barn.
But it's solid.
Yeah.
How are you going to keep him cool tomorrow?
I'm going to take it down in the morning. If he stand there for 8 hours, he's all right.
You think he's all right?
He's all right. I'll turn him out tomorrow. For you.
Well, now, you see, I can't put a horse in these stalls. They got to be solid all the way up, haven't they? Or else it'll be dangerous. They get the foot through.
Yeah, if they start raising and kicking and, start striking and kicking, they'll liable to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They can break a leg real easy.
Yeah.
Filled his manger full of hay, gave him a quart of oats and a quart of sweet feed, a bucket of water, and said, "Now there it is, feller, get it."
He can eat down, but he just can't rear up or get back out. Well, you did a good job, I guess.
All he can do is stand up.
All he can do is stand there and eat.
He can't back up.
No.
And you got him
close together.
Poor little fella.
Well, you got to do it. I had about as much use for him the way it was as I did another hole in my head. That's right.
Well, I'm not sure what you're going to do with him now.
We'll ride him.
He'll be a good saddle horse?
Yes, ma'am. Frank was riding him every day.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the matter, I rode him about 5 minutes before we worked on him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I rode him. Bareback. With a halter on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Just a halter.
Just had a halter on. But I had him in the gate. I had him in the yard, see? All the gates shut. He couldn't got out. Put the chain link around my hat.
Yeah.
He couldn't have got through that. Only thing he could have done, if he'd attempted to throw me off, I'd just let him win. I'd just politely hit the dirt and let him win.
Yeah.
I wouldn't attempt to throw a hell in.
How old is he?
He'll be 3 in November.
So you just didn't have to pay a vet fee, you just did it yourself.
There's a vet helped me.
Oh, a vet helped you.
But
right.
He didn't.
Yeah.
All he charged me for was his shots.
Mm-hmm. Shots.
The penicillin
right.
And no fitness.
Tetanus.
Keep down lots of those. Wish I'd have bought that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have had to went to the drugstore and bought that 10 cc's of penicillin and 8 cc's of tetanus. I'd have had to bought that anyway. It was $1 a piece. $8 was a real cheap. I got by real cheap, I think. For his help and all. Me and Frank couldn't have done it.
Mm.
Well, he's a big man. Then he brought his equipment, masculators, and all.
How'd you tie him, Cody?
Put a rope around his neck, right up to his shoulders. Tied one end of the nylon strap to that. Went through underneath him, got his left hind foot. Come back through it again on the same side. And pull that foot up there. Then went down between his legs and got his right front foot. Pulled it up. Which he should have fell right then.
I was going to say, hey, yeah, where is
he? He shouldn't, he didn't. He stood there on two legs. We went back down through again, got his other front foot and pulled it up to his chest. Then is when he reared on his
one leg
and attempted to strike at us.
Mm-hmm. Did he fall?
Then he fell. Mm-hmm. We like to never got that other hind foot.
Mm-hmm.
We like to never got it. I begin to think.
I don't know how in the world you would. You couldn't sit on him.
No. There was no way possible sitting on him. He's too big to sit on. Well, we finally got the strap around that foot. And it held there long enough. He evidently, he just gave up. And we pulled a foot on up and took a half hitch around it. And he's done tied. I mean, there's no place for him to go. He done tied then.
What did you use to go around his leg?
A nylon strap about that wide. Real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That way it wouldn't cut him. And then to tie them that way, when you pull that slip knot out of that right hind leg, you can pull all the rest of it out. Just grab it and pull it all loose.
Is that
and
right?
Get up this way quick.
Yeah. That's a nice system.
I'd say 3 minutes after he hit the dirt, he was ready to be put back on his feet. After we got that one leg tied, 3 minutes, he's ready to go.
That's good.
Well, how'd you get him installed? Just laid him?
Just laid him over there. He's still raging.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wasn't pawing you. He wasn't trying to paw you.
No, he wasn't trying to paw me, but he was nipping at my shirt sleeve, which he always did do. He always did nip at my shirt sleeve. It'd be a leading him out.
Oh, the dad burning.
Well, now you got rid of Blackie, now you have him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now, is this the vet that's going to, that can help you on Nellie?
Yeah.
Her teeth?
No, it's
no, the other one's not a vet.
No, the other one's not a vet. He's not, he knows how to do it and got the equipment to do it with, but he said he couldn't charge to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I told you, to see the old mare eat and get fat, it'd be worth a $20 bill to me.
Yeah.
Because I think that much of horses.
Yeah.
And same by Hubie.
Hubie's canyon, though.
Yeah, but it took a lot of feed, though, hadn't it, guy?
Yeah. I'm not sure. They say he's gained. I don't know if he's gained or not.
They say he is.
Everybody's face is in. He seems to be in fair shape.
Oh, yeah.
But his teeth are bad? Is Nellie's teeth bad?
Yeah, they got hooks on their jaw teeth, and they
can't
chew up grass and hay.
Oh.
Just gets back in that jaw and they just wallow it around, try to chew it, and they can't chew it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No cutting, huh?
No, they ain't got no cutting power back there.
how would we go about finding out about a generator for the PTO? I don't know the first step to take. And if you had that, you know, you wouldn't have all that noise of that little gasoline motor.
Yeah.
Would the same generator work? Well, not necessarily.
No, I believe you'd have to get one that would turn a little slower and still put out the same amount of current. You'd have to have more feed and less armature.
Anybody at White Electric know about those things?
No, sir. There's one man in Gainesville will know about it, if anybody will. That'd be Clarence Myers, down at Myers Power Tools on 16th. Clarence Myers.
And I've even heard of the place.
You can go there and rent just about anything.
Power tools.
Right.
Tractors.
Yes, sir. You can rent tractors. He's got I believe he's got a Farm All Cub tractor there that he rents out.
Backhoe.
No, he doesn't have anything that big.
Not that big.
But there is a place in Gainesville that has them. Seat and crane service. And heavy equipment rental.
Well, you know, that's just about enough power to keep you going. It keep your pumps going. Water pumps.
Yeah.
Refrigerator. Give you a little electricity. Television if you needed it.
That's right.
You don't need it for heating.
No. If it gets that cold, you can go outside and build your fire.
Yeah, eat hot dogs.
Are you familiar with those little Hondas generators?
No, sir.
Some people that build little motorcycles.
They just go up to 300 watts.
How much do you have to have?
At least 1500 for a fan, refrigerator, and lights, and so forth like that.
That take alternating as well as direct?
No.
Recurrent? Do you have to have special build equipment for it, or do you have a transformer?
No, at AC.
No direct.
No direct. It's all AC.
Well, I don't know what the weatherman said. I didn't hear the news. And you don't get the weather anyhow on the weekends. I don't. Yeah.
They're all on vacation, and they don't care. They're just out in the country just like me and you.
They don't know what the haying is. Either.
No.
That shower this afternoon didn't hurt me, did it?
No.
That looks like fairly good grass down there.
That's good hay.
That's better grass, actually, than we had over here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it did.
And then I believe it cut a little lower, didn't you say?
It did. It cut down there. It cut real low.
Well, now, you know, that rake got up a whole lot of that dead grass.
Yes, sir.
But it liked a lot getting it all.
Oh, that's right. Now, this over here, this that far field, and this one back up here, is going to cut a lot different from what this one did.
That's right.
Well, it's not ready to cut now again. It's this over here, is it?
Yes, ma'am. It ought to be good. We ought to just
go cut out it now?
Well, see that, isn't it?
It seemed like that grew mighty fast. Of course, you was doing it when I came, and now then here.
That's right.
About 3 weeks.
That fertilizer makes her come along with a few showers.
That's right. You know, this is about as late as I ever saw the company Pangola grass over there. It's just now getting up ready to cut.
Yeah.
And look at here. Look how late it is.
That's right. It's July.
They just haven't had the water.
That's right.
Now, I don't know when they spread the fertilizer this year. They fertilize their pastures about the time you put in corn, plow, and plant corn,
mm-hmm.
Long in early March. Now, when they fertilize this, I just don't know. They don't need to fertilize it. See, it never would start growing before the 1st of June, that Pangola.
No. Uh-huh. And,
so.
Why don't you take Mr. Marvin? He's just now fertilizing, and he got Pangola.
Yeah. He just now fertilizing?
He just got just finished up. I believe he finished up yesterday.
Yeah. How heavy is he fertilizing?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I just saw him have one of those big, about 8-ton spreaders there.
Mm-hmm.
Parked under the shed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it pays just as much as you can, as your blood pressure will take.
That's right. Because it pays off.
Pays off. And nitrogen.
That's what he was going to put out with nitrous. He wasn't going to put 10-10-10. He didn't put no 10-10-10 last year. He should have. He should have fertilized with 10-10-10 this year.
Yeah. About every other time. Once a year. He just put nitrogen. He's taking it the quick way.
First thing you know, you're going to have to start building land real fast.
Yeah. Okay, I wish they had seen that trailer, that horse trailer that you had over here last night. That is, you know, that's been on my mind ever since. I saw it sail along there and I said, what in the world is that?
Yeah.
And Faye says, Cookie got his family. Didn't you have your family?
I had the whole family, yeah.
Whole family. And from the horse, she's standing there at the window. And she's looked out and could see it. And I hadn't seen, you know, the trailer
mm-hmm.
before. I just heard you talk about it, but I'd never. Now, that's an interesting piece of engineering, isn't it? Architecture.
It sure is. That's my fella.
Tell them about it.
It's about 7 foot in the center. It shouldn't be, but no, straight up.
Oh, straight up.
And it's 38 inches inside. You talking about a horrible looking thing? That's it. But it does the job. What am I worried about? I don't care about the look.
Well,
I'm going to
cut
it down.
Cut it down.
I'm going to cut it down and keep it from being top heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
got a top to it?
It's got a metal top on it.
Well, you would look like you were pulling something in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now that top looks kind of like a. It's separated and way up there and round.
It is.
Round.
But now I caused it to separate because I backed into a tree.
Oh, Mr. Cook!
Well, I'd see why you did.
He was taller than what I thought it was. And I'd been back in the other trailer, back under the same tree, you know.
Oh,
I just pulled out there in the dark and shot in reverse, and all at once I could hear it, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not
bad. And I caused that.
Well, that's reason you're going to change it.
I want to park it under that same tree, you know.
You park it.
Yeah. When did you do that?
The same night I brought it home.
The first night before you got used to it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah.
I didn't.
How high are they usually?
Around 5.5 feet.
Is that all the tall a horse is? No.
6 foot the most.
6 foot.
Oh. Well, mine is taller than...
Ordinary man can just stand up in one.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
Make the horse. Doesn't happen.
Well, that little sorrel horse up the house, why, he could have reared on his hind feet and done about face and that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Couldn't he got?
Oh, yeah.
Is he small, like a Blackie, or is he large?
He's a little bit bigger than Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make a bigger
horse.
Oh, yes, because he's going to grow for 2 more years yet, see. Just like little man down here.
Oh.
He's put on 150, 200 pounds since I bought him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And he's still got room.
And he's going to grow for another, he'll grow for another 2 years yet. When he gets his set, he'll be a big horse.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's so young.
Yeah, oh yes, he's just 3. He's still got his baby teeth.
Well, no wonder he prances around every now and then.
Yeah, he's still got his baby teeth.
I can't, the roof of an ordinary horse trailer is practically flat, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. Well, that's not 10 on top of that to put in your cover, 2 horse trailers.
Yeah, it's just round, Francis, like an umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they
all did. Oh, no, they just go up and level off and down.
Oh.
Just a little.
First time I ever saw him, he had a nice little trailer.
That was the heaviest trailer that I ever pulled. That was.
It was what?
The heaviest trailer.
Well, it was. 2 horses you could carry in it, I mean, heavy.
But it pulled just as heavy empty as it did with 2. Well, in fact, the matter, it pulled easier with 2 horses than it did empty. It was so heavy right on the floor.
Well, I haven't ever looked inside one, but I just see them coming down the road. They're pretty solid on each side, and then have a little air space
in
the top on the top.
Could get hit at that. Well, how would you say he made the chassis of it, the frame of it, chassis?
Well, he just gathered up scrap on it. He had that he didn't think he had any use for and put it in the horse trailer.
Somebody made it.
Oh, yes,
it's made.
It's made out of 1¼-inch pipe, the framing on the bottom. And then the uprights is made out of, looks to me like they're made out of,
They're saying you got something of mine.
No, it comes from Illinois.
Oh, did it? Illinois.
I got the Illinois title to it.
Yeah.
Well, you framed it like this one as well as they did the other one, the heavy one?
No, Frank. Frank calls it a nigger rig.
Oh,
nigger rig.
He ducks his head every time we talk about it.
Well, you have to have pride in when you take your horse somewhere, I guess. You'll probably get it all painted up and marked up, though.
Well, now, what was Helen saying about it yesterday when she's passing there? You, we standing there, you know. She just joking.
I don't care, guy, what I bring in. It don't make any difference what it is. when it is, she's got some comment to make about it.
Don't you dare say that, just like all women.
What did she say? I can't remember.
She never knows what to expect that she, for you to bring in.
I don't remember what she said.
What did
I just say? Ignored it, you know.
Yeah,
I never don't pay attention to it.
I was trying to remember what she said.
We're off the deck,
sir. Yeah, so she never knows what she's going to bring in.
Well, now, the color of it.
Black and white.
The roof is black.
Yeah.
And then the sides painted white.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder Frank didn't like it, for goodness sake.
It should have been reversed. It would reflect the heat then off the horses.
Oh,
it will. A white top car or don't get near as hot as a.
As a black one?
Black one, that's right.
Huh. I don't know why we had black umbrellas always. That was a long time ago.
More black stuff available, I guess.
Well, he splurged on that crank.
He sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like.
Well, he put a piece of 4-inch tubing steel in there for a tongue.
That costly?
It sure is.
Did he need it?
No.
Maybe that's just all he had. Maybe he got that from
you
somebody.
You go buy it new, it costs you about $1.50.
Yeah.
Well, if I had the time and if I just had the time, I could take what junk iron's in that old thing, and it'd surprise you what I'd come up with. I could build a nice looking horse trailer.
Mm-hmm. What would you do to it, Cookie?
I'd split it right in two in the middle and spread it out. I'd put 2 foot in it, right in the center. Spread it out 2 feet.
Oh.
I fixed it so you could haul 2 horses in it. And use the same roof.
Would you need 2 feet?
Yes, to make it comfortable for 2 horses.
2 full-size horses?
2 full-size horses like Molly. You could haul 2 horses like Molly in it to put 2 feet in.
Well, when we're going to load Little Man, what's the trouble? He didn't want to go in.
He don't like to walk up that ramp.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't take the ramp off.
No, not like that.
I thought it looked peculiar, and I couldn't tell whether the... It wasn't hinges on the side, it was slots.
That's right.
That's what the trouble was. And I noticed they had them on both sides.
That's right.
Cookie, he got to laughing last night. He got to thinking about that and got to laughing. I heard him in my room and I thought, what in
That's
the
right.
world is the matter of this guy? He just almost got hysterical.
I was having...
about that.
I'd been having sort of depressed. I'd been sort of... Everything I think I was sort of depressing him.
He thought about that.
That was more or less exciting.
I got to thinking about that, you know, and I was so pleased to think about something that wasn't depressing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. His face is this morning.
But, you know, it wouldn't take me just a little while to split that thing open. Put
Cookie, stop thinking about it. You'll be doing it tomorrow.
I'm liable to.
You got it on your mind.
I got the equipment to do with.
You
all
got
I got to have is the time.
What you got planned?
I'd like to.
I don't know.
You don't.
I'd like to see. I'd love to see you do that. I'd just like to watch you. Yeah.
You got your welding and stuff, and your metal cutting stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a gay horse trailer. It just sails along with that black top and the white way up there with the balcony in between, you see? You got space. It's vacant space there for a foot, Francis.
That's why I have a balcony.
That roof ought to be dropped exactly 1 foot.
Well, if you cut it down the middle, would you, or you just build a new roof anyhow?
You could use the same roof.
I could use that same roof.
Frank wouldn't ride with you.
He painted different.
When I got through with it, you couldn't tell it was the same roof.
Well, it'll still look like a mound.
Nope. Not to put 2 foot in. Spread it out. Flatten it down on top.
Oh, could you do that?
Yes, sir.
You cut that in 2-2?
No.
It bends down. You think you can
flatten
it?
Oh, just let it flatten out.
Let it flatten out.
Yeah. I'd like to see that operation.
I have to cut a hole in the top of it. But I'd do it. I could fill it up.
Fill it up. Fill 10 of it.
You'd have to have a brace.
No, to do that, what I do, spread it open. Put my 2 foot in the center. All right. Take me a piece of angle iron or a good stiff steel, put it right up on top of it. Cut me a hole in it. Take that come along that I got, go up through the center, go down to the floor, and squash it.
Yeah. How many squashes would there be?
One squash.
You put it in.
Just one?
Just one.
What do you take hold of?
Piece of angle iron.
Put the angle iron the whole
right
length,
on top.
Length of it.
The whole length, right up on top of it.
Yeah.
You pull that angle iron down, it's got to spread it open or something got to
give.
Something
got to give.
Yeah, and your handy Andy will do it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Well, if it don't, you can have my chain hoist.
I imagine my handy Andy is
pull up your chain horse.
Than your chain horse.
Is what? Is what?
Handy Andy is a 2-ton. How much is your chain horse?
Okay, now, buddy.
Is it a 2-ton?
Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine this is about a ton. I don't know. Fella, give it to me.
You can lift 2-ton. I mean, pull it with so much ease, you know?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm just amazed at the way they can do pneumatic, what any of those things are.
Well, where'd you get that?
I bought
your
snap-on
for your Cadillac. He works with them.
But you can pull this whole thing for two horses to hang your station wagon?
Yeah.
That's the reason I got rid of that oven. They're just about to get my transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could feel it.
I could feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
When
you put two horses in.
When I took that, pull that horse trailer to West Virginia, I changed transmission fluid before I left. And when I got up there, I pulled the dipstick out. I know it, but hey, it just burnt. I had to change again. And I pulled it back, and I had to change when I got back. Burnt. I said, that's enough for me.